Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
Kip Duren swept into the Master's Council chamber, moving so fast that his robes gaped open at the front and swirled around his feet like a cloak. He didn't hate being late, but he did hate people thinking he was lazy. At such times, speed was called for. As he entered the chamber and began to make his way toward his designated chair, he saw that a hologram of Jaden Kor, a live hypercom transmission, was in the process of addressing the assembly. Kor, a man of Coruscant and one-time apprentice of Kyle Katarn, was far too serious for Kip's taste, but had conducted a long and impressive career as a Jedi Knight. Kor was saying,
"Evidence is not overwhelming, but it is growing, and continues to point to a resurgence by the Black Sun. And there are odd elements to it, such as graffiti found in garbage dumped by the hijacked ships. Graffiti that suggests the existence of some sort of cult. One that venerates Xizor."
That drew some murmurs from the assembled Jedi. Prince Xizor, a member of the Falling Species and the head of the Black Sun criminal organization 40 years earlier, was long dead. Or, at least, long believed dead. Master Kenth Hamner asked the question that leapt to everyone's mind.
"Is there any chance that Prince Xizor is still alive?"
Kor's hologram shrugged.
"I've seen no evidence of it. Zero evidence. But if any piece of him survived, and some sort of Black Sun cultist got their hands on a cloning chamber..."
"Yes, yes."
Master Hamner seemed unimpressed with the theory.
"Check it out, of course. Do you have all the resources you need?"
"For now."
"Very good. Thank you, Jedi Kor. Temple out."
Kor's image wavered and disappeared. Hamner turned back toward the main body of Jedi and picked out one by eye.
"Jedi Sar, do you have a report on your ongoing investigation?"
"I do."
Sathias Sar, the man who came forward at Hamner's summons, was a Chev. Outwardly human in appearance, but albinoid. He was tall for a Chev, with blue eyes not commonly found in his species, but his heavy brow was characteristic of his kind. His hair, cut short, was black on top, but lightened in an even manner farther down, so that it was a light brown at his temples and down to the back of his neck. He wore dark robes that were stylishly cut by contrast with conservative Jedi tastes, and as he stepped out in front of the chairs to face Hamner, he hooked his thumbs in his belt like a backworld advocate, ready to argue a case before a jury.
"My task for the last several months has involved assembling a comprehensive report, as comprehensive as circumstances allow, on the subject of slavery as it is practiced in the galaxy, both officially in regions not controlled by the Galactic Alliance and unofficially within certain less regulated regions of the GA.
He spoke with the voice of an advocate or natural politician.
"I won't bore this assembly with a recitation of numbers, but I will discuss trends. In regions such as Hutt-controlled space, slavery of members of sapient species continues unabated, and since in the last several years the Jedi Order has increasingly acknowledged its definition as a force benefiting the Old Republic and its successor states, our efforts to diminish slavery outside the Galactic Alliance have decreased in number and effectiveness. While we jockey with the GA government over issues related to the use of GA resources outside GA borders, slave populations that once thought of the Jedi Order as their last hope now increasingly face the disappointing realization that they are being left to their own fates.